USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. As fears mount over the newly identified coronavirus variant Omicron, governments around the world are scrambling to protect their citizens from a potential outbreak. The new mutation, which is potentially more transmissible, was first discovered in South Africa. Dr. Fauci speaks to determining whether Omicron is resistant to current vaccines.
Put it in a form in the lab where you can actually test the different antibodies. So you can have a prediction that it might evade, or you can actually prove it. Right now, we're getting the material together with our South African colleagues.
Vice President Kamala Harris said Saturday that she's been briefed about the COVID-19 Omicron variant and insisted that the Biden administration did what is necessary in implementing travel restrictions from South Africa and 7 other countries. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
President Biden this week said don't blame him for the painful spike in gasoline prices.
I also want to briefly address one myth about inflated gas prices. They're not due to environmental measures. My effort to combat climate change is not raising the price of gas.
Senator Pat Toomey, Republican of Pennsylvania, who serves on the Senate Banking, Budget, and Finance Committees, rejected Biden's explanation of higher gasoline prices.
Shut down the Keystone Pipeline. A tremendous source of oil, suspending the ability to drill for oil and gas in places where we have oil and gas.
He says you can't begin the process of crushing supply and not expect to see a price spike. In response to a Freedom of Information Act request, the CDC admitted that there are no documented cases of unvaccinated individuals who've been reinfected or transmitted COVID to another person after acquiring natural immunity. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The daughter of the first American in space will ride into space herself in a couple of weeks.
Alan Shepard was the first American astronaut to enter space in 1961.
Okay, retrofire completed.
The Mercury spacecraft is beginning to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere.
Now his daughter, Laura Shepard Churchley, is scheduled to fly aboard the New Shepard, the spacecraft named in her father's honor. Churchley is among the two honorary guests, the other being Good Morning America and former NFL star Michael Strahan, to join the December 9th mission that's backed by Blue Origin, the space company founded by former Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. Churchley says despite it's only going to last about 10 minutes, the 3 minutes of weightlessness will, in her words, be a riot. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The United States banned travel from southern African countries to try to delay the introduction of a newly detected virus variant, a public health official said on Saturday. The issue of blocking travel from a given country is to just give us time to assess it better. That's the reason for doing that, not any reason to panic. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the longtime director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said on the Today Show. President Joe Biden, a day earlier, ordered travel restrictions from South Africa and 7 other South African countries. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.